This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. I am thrilled to have our special guest today, Maribel Jimenez. She is an international speaker, a best-selling author, and a marketing strategist. She is the founder of Your Dream Launch and the new Superwoman Entrepreneur Communities. Maribel, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Diane. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I want to jump right in because you teach entrepreneurs how to cash in their gifts through powerful programs and product launches while, which is the key here in Spa Life, maintaining balance in their lives. How do you do that, girl?
Yeah, that's a big question, right? Well, there's a lot of areas that I focus on, but I feel like why I call it, I have a community called Superwoman Entrepreneur. And why I call it that is I believe that we can do amazing things if we're tapped into what makes us super, our gifts. So I work with entrepreneurs on really getting grounded on what makes them amazing, releasing that into the world with very strategic marketing and doing online launches and doing that all in a way that's simple and fun, and with that, they're enjoying life. So that's what I'm doing with entrepreneurs. And I know we're going to dig into some specifics around it, but yes, that's what we're doing.
Wonderful. I love this. And so, you know, just so people don't think that you just made this up as you go, although there is a part of that that happens. I mean, for the past 20 years, I mean, you've excelled in business development and marketing and, you know, successfully writing marketing campaigns and curriculum. And, you know, you've done this for multi-million dollar companies. In fact, you are the recipient of the prestigious President's Award of Toyota. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But you've done what's kind of unheard of, that you actually left a six-figure marketing job to pursue your dream to have your own business, to spend time with your kids. Talk a little bit about that, because I know people think about that, but you just dove off the diving board and did it.
Yeah. It's kind of this interesting story because I had this dream in my heart since I was 5 years old. Like, I wanted to have a business. I loved helping people, and business is all about solving problems for people. So I had that dream, but I never gave myself permission to have that, right? So I thought, you know what? I don't know how to do this, but so I'm just going to go the traditional route of go to school, you know, work my way up the ladder, 15-year career, do in management and leadership and marketing. And I realized one day, like, you know, this is really up to me, right? If I'm ever going to have this dream, I have to be willing to go out there and make it happen. And I was afraid, right? So it took a blessing in disguise. Those are those like 2x4 over the head that kind of forces you to make a different decision. Absolutely. I had that happen in the organization that I was in, and I got pregnant. So it was a double whammy, right? I was hormonal. I was very vulnerable. And then I had, you know, a situation at work that kind of forced me to decide, like, there's no perfect time to go out there and live your dream, right? Nobody's going to say, okay, it's time. There's no such thing as a perfect environment. It's really a choice. And I was in so much pain in where I was, and it was totally not what I wanted. And I had this big, I was a workaholic. So I felt like I never got to be with my family and enjoy it. I was always work. And so in that moment, I remember going into my car, saying a prayer and saying, God, this is what I want. I want to have my business from home. I want it to be flexible where I can be with my kids. Like, my eyes get watery just saying it. I want to be able to have this flexibility. I know that I have gifts. I know that I love to market. You know, I want to go out and have this. And in that moment, I felt this like piece of like, finally, you said, like, the universe moves mountains. God moves mountains when you'll just declare what it is that you want. Like, that's your part. Right? The moment
Absolutely.
You can do that is the moment, it's almost like your brain rearranges to show you like the evidence of how to keep moving in that, right? And there's clarity that happens. But this is the part that like is hard for people, that sometimes they don't give themselves permission to just say what it is. It's guarded. It's a secret. Mine was a secret for 15 years. And I finally did that. I felt amazing peace. And I didn't know how it was going to work out. I went back, gave my resignation. It was crazy to everybody. I had no safety net. I had no savings waiting for me. I had nothing that made it feel safe except feeling the peace that happens when you're following your intuition. Like inside, I knew God had my back. That's all I had. And that was enough. And I went out there and decided, what are my gifts here? And I'm going to take massive action to get them out there in the world. And what I did was an online launch specifically. And that's how I went from nothing. And I failed at it first. And maybe, I don't know if we'll have time to talk about it. So it wasn't like perfect, but the cliff notes are, is being willing to go out there and do it, figure it out, and release my gifts and trust in the process and gain faith through the obstacles of that happening, that all would be well. And that when you're doing your gifts, there is a way. When you're focused and trusting, there's a way to have everything you want to have, like Spa Life, right? Like, it's a beautiful vision that you've had, and it took your clarity and that you could have it, right? Most people just cancel it out and think there isn't a way. This sounds ridiculous. And then, so they go on and force themselves in a different life. So
right.
Anyway, I want to keep going, but I'm going to pause.
Yeah. No, thank you for that. I mean, I think it's so powerful, and your perseverance and just going with the dream, right? I mean, a lot of people have their dreams, but they don't act on it. And that whole moving forward into the next action that allows you to then, you know, see it start happening. And you don't have to know the full picture. Right. You just got to know that it's in your heart and that happens. And one of the things I wanted to highlight is, I love that you mentioned that you knew you wanted to have your own business at 5. Mm-hmm. And what triggered something for me is, you know, my granddaughter's 5, and Sloan was telling me how, you know, she loves to play with her tea set and pour tea. And she tells me that she's going to have her own business, having a tea shop.
Oh,
and it's
going to
be international. It's going to be in Mexico and in Paris.
Wow.
And she was saying how half the money is going to go to her family. And then she's going to help children. I mean, she has this whole vision around
this. Oh, gosh. Yes, I love
and
that.
And whether that evolves into something else or not, the fact that we have these things in our heart, that we actually come into the world making the big impact, and we all have these things, but sometimes life will crush some of those dreams, and maybe someone someday will tell her she can't have that, or we've heard different times where that can't happen, and so they get buried. Mm-hmm. And it's only when we have those self-discovery and when we look and we hold on to dream. That's why I love that your business is around your dream launch. Like, what is that dream to make that happen?
Yes.
Just giving ourselves permission. And I love how you talk about that you just have to claim it. No one's going to come knocking on the door and say, you know, hey, you're ready to start your business and everything's perfect. It's like, there's not a perfect time to have your children, to buy a home,
to do
any of the big decisions that we do in our life. There's never that perfect time. We actually have to create that and step into the possibility of what that looks like.
Right.
So what are some of the things, you know, in Spa Life, we talk so much about how you have to design your life. It's so important to do that and not live by default.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you have some of your top 3 tips for entrepreneurs, how they can design their business to be the life that they love. What are those?
Yes. So first of all, we talked a little bit about being intentional and having that dream. So I always like to really get people connected to what that dream is. Because again, like, a lot of times people don't want to share it. They think, you know, it doesn't have a place. But what is that dream, that vision? What's the end game? Because it's the only way to reverse engineer a plan that would actually support it. So that's number one. And actually, I have some power tips that I want to make sure I share, but I feel like I need to backtrack and give you a little bit more to like follow that. But you need to know where you're headed. And then from that place, I invite people to create goals. I'm still talking about the dream. The dream comes first. The vision comes first. And then you reverse engineer goals, which is like if I'm going to go to New York, I need directions, right? I don't just dream about New York every day and hope that I'll arrive there one day. This is kind of the mistake that sometimes people don't want to visualize because they're not clear. Like, what else do you do with it? You need to know it, right? And you need to get very clear about it. But then comes the directions, and that's the turn-by-turn directions. That's the roadmap. Those are goals and how you're going to get there, because there's like a million ways you can get from California to New York, right? There's a million ways you can get from where you are today to the dream and the vision that you're, that you are creating. And this is the piece that if you're willing to pause and take the time to be strategic about these goals and that they're very much in alignment with the way you want to design your business and life, you will love the journey on the way. And that's super important. So with that, I want to give you a tip around this whole, you know, what we're talking about that you can take with you right now. So I invite people from where they are today to focus on power moves. So the structure that I have in my life is every day, first of all, I have big moves, right? But like more project style moves. But on a daily basis, I invite myself to pause and really look at what are the three most powerful moves, right? We all have a million things we could be doing every day. So it's not about quantity, it's about the quality of the move. It forces you to be strategic. Like, is this really important? Which one is most powerful, right? Right. Which move will make a ripple versus a, you know, a tiny step? So right. I invite people to make three. Yes.
Right. I just wanted to interject here really quick because I want, you know, sometimes we hear something mm-hmm. and we don't necessarily have it ground in. So I want to highlight a couple things that you said in terms of a lot of times when people think of their dream, they think of this pie in the sky up here. Mm-hmm. But when you're actually looking at having as here's your dream, but then you are anchoring into it with some very strategic things to actually make a reality. So, you know, it's really taking the dream and the vision is the starting point, mm-hmm. but then there has to be some follow through and some things that you're actually doing mm-hmm. that actually land that into your space. So I just want to kind of clarify that a little bit.
Right. And this actually is important that you're highlighting it because sometimes people get really confused and unclear about the steps and should I do this and should I do that? And this mentor's doing this and this person's having success doing this. That comes from not having that clear dream that you're wanting to be successful. But what does that mean?
Yeah. And I want to hear more about your power moves.
Yes. I'm starting to sweat. I'm getting so excited. Can you see me perspiring?
You look beautiful.
Anyway, so the power moves I was mentioning. So again, how you would even know that is the dream, right? So if you reverse engineer that, you're looking at what moves can I make? And it's less is more that they are making an impact. And power moves look like for me, I'll give you an example. It's like speaking here, right? I'm not speaking. This 30 minutes that we're together is creating a ripple because thousands of people will know about it. I'm speaking one to many. I could do it one at a time. And how much time will that take me? It's not creating, that's not a power move. I mean, I could, but I'm looking at, hey, I'm a mom of four. What are some most powerful things I can be doing in my business that will have a huge impact? And that's like this speaking, it's blogging for those that love to write. Again, you're connected to your most powerful areas, then you'll do it well. So look at where you can have an impact one to many. That for me is a power move and protect that. It takes a little more time. Right. And this is why people are like, I'd rather just do these 15 things, but those 15 things are likely not power moves, right? They're just, you know, check email, right? Check this or, you know, so I just want to make sure I clarify and give example of that first move. The second tip is to keep your business as simple as you can. Okay. So I have lots of stories because I'm a recovering workaholic and recovering perfectionist where I used to take something simple and make it complicated. I don't know why. I think it was because I don't know. I felt the need to do more. So I would make it more. So I invite people because I attract people like that, right? They love to have an impact. I invite them to ask themselves on a daily basis, how could this be even simpler? Right? Because when you have less to do, you can do that really well, right? When you really, yes, I can tell you when to say something.
I was just going to say, this is gold because, you know, I think it's interesting to me where there is sometimes a resistance to mm-hmm. have things be simple because if people say that it's simple, it's like, well, then how can that work or how is it going to have something happen? But really, the more simple we can make something, not only does it make it more duplicatable and you'll do it again, but then you, as you build team and you have support, you know, you want to be able to share that with other people to have it be the most simple. And then we're looking at, again, with Spa Life about where's the harmony? Like, how are you enjoying your life? And what does that do to have that happen? So again, something not to be overlooked is the simplicity of it all.
Yes, yes. And it's not easy. It's, you know, I had to consciously pause to do this for myself because it was easier for me to create 15 programs than to just focus on one and have that be times 15.
Right.
And I think, again, it was counterintuitive, like, oh, I'm going to have a huge impact if I do 15 things. Yes. But that's not true. I found out for myself. Yes.
And I was just going to say, I mean, oh my God, I just get so excited talking to you about all this because it's like the power of the pause is such a huge thing that, again, I think there is some, you know, resistance around and we miss sometimes the nuances of that because it feels like we should just keep going faster. Yes. But that whole like slowing down in order to speed up and having the power of that pause, I think that's really powerful.
Yes, that's actually one of my favorite quotes. And I love telling people that. It feels like you're wasting time for somebody that likes to maximize every minute of the day. I know what that feels like, but then I practiced this, right? I practiced even a spa time. I had the best ideas ever. So I would protect my spa time because I knew that when I'm connected, I'm cared for, I am grounded and I'm connected back to what I'm here to do, back to the vision. That's actually another power move, which is taking care of yourself. But let's get back to keeping business simple, right? When you're able to keep business simple, you are able to have space like that. But what I want to say is if you can invite, I want to invite you to ask yourself when you're looking at the plan, right? Looking at possible power moves for the day, when you're prepping in the morning, whatever ritual you might have, which is, that's mine. My morning is protected for myself to get grounded, to journal. What are my power moves? And then to ask myself, is there anywhere I can make this even simpler? An idea spark. I actually can scratch off another 5 items usually. Yeah. And I invite people to do that because you're in charge. You can design your business any way possible. It does not need to be what the shoulds or people think it needs, or because you might see somebody that has 15, you know, levels of service, they could have taken them 15 years, right? And some people feel the need to create that so that they can have momentum. So then I want to go into tip number 3 because I want to be conscious of our time. Tip number 3 is to get support and accountability. This was huge for me in the beginning because I, you know, being solo, working from home, if you're a solopreneur, it's easy to stay in your office and do things the way your brain knows, right? Like just what you know, right? And so you'll continue to create what you know. Now, when you invite support and accountability, you're inviting people to add in new insight, new ways of being, new things that are at the tip of your nose, like, you know, masterminds or having a coach, which I've always had a coach in my life to help me see things like I might not be able to see, or to some sort of community. It's super important. Again, it's one of these things you might think, oh, I don't need that. I'm so productive. I do things so well on my own. I used to say that to myself until I experienced it. Like, whoa, how much more could happen when you invite this into your life? Yes. It's totally a game changer, and I would never let go of it. It's what I think one of the things I would attribute to doubling my business over and over and over.
Right.
You know what I mean? I may not have done that because I may not have seen these other paths or having an example to show me like, wow, it could be even that much more simpler.
Right. You know? Well, you know, I borrowed one of your power moves, you know, when we had the Girl Boss retreat and we were all together in that mastermind. And it was, for those of you who don't know, we actually took 2 powerful masterminds and combined to basically double mastermind and
had
an amazing experience together. But we noticed that we were meeting monthly and you guys were meeting weekly. And we actually increased our time of getting together because there is so much power when you've got other people looking and you could put your head down and yes, we could all bang out what needs to have happen. But if you've got someone else who gets a perspective, that just 10x's the efficiency of your time. And there were certain things, whether it was the title of something or how I wanted to present something or how I could serve my community better, and just having other people look at it, it really does, although it may feel like you're taking more time aside of planning and you know, as some people call sharpening the axe in order to actually get things done, to cut down the tree, to then be so much more powerful when you are actually in it and getting it done, that you ultimately save so much more time. So I think that's so powerful to have that pause, have other people, you know, supporting you in that and having that support. And I mean, I always have a coach because you don't know what you don't know.
Right. That's right. Whatever's at the tip of your nose. I mean, you mentioned the Girl Boss retreat. There was things there that like, people invited me to look at, like, well, what about if you doubled it? What about instead of raising 100,000, you raised 1 million? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It starts to, like, invite your brain to think of things differently, and then invite the support and look at rearranging and how could it be simpler. I mean, if you took 2 days to double your business, took 2 days out of your life to double your business, how worth it is that? So I'm totally with you.
Yeah, absolutely. There's such a pushback sometimes for people around how they're creating their time. And, you know, mm-hmm. I feel like there's this whole thing around we all have 24 hours in a day, yes. and there's this busyness. And I like to call it the new addiction, because there's like the busyness versus yes. activity and how they're doing. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that you do that, you know, have the most impact in your day?
Yes. So I mentioned a little bit about rituals. I'm pretty structured, and that structure for me create freedom in my life. And so sometimes people, again, another one, right? There's a tendency like, oh, I can't have that much structure because it'll make me feel constricted, but it actually does the opposite. For me, I've structured my week. So I have, you know, marketing days, I have client days, I have coaching days, like group coaching days. I have my Friday light and I go to the spa. So I have structured in everything and reverse engineered, like, what do I want my life and my business to look like? And there's a space for it. This is why there's no clutter in my head, right? There's a yeah. space for everything. So I invite people, if you feel like it's constricting, play with it, right? If it's in your head and cluttering you, imagine how less productive you are, you know, when you're trying to figure out and you have 20,000 things on your to-do list. So right. one of those things in the morning, right? I mentioned I protect my morning. I do visualizations every day, right? My visualizations are about designing my business and life and what it looks like. I'm grounded in that so that I really am focused on how I'm creating that. I'm in that space of creating it. And I also get insights that guide me. So that's one of the things I do in my ritual. I meditate and I journal because I have so many ideas. Entrepreneurs, that we don't run out of ideas, right? The problem is if they're staying around in your head, it creates clutter. It's like having a desk full of papers. Yes. It needs somewhere to go. It needs an outlet, whether you journal it out. This is why I invite a lot of my coaching clients to journal, because it needs to go somewhere. And whether you're, once you journal it, you can decide, is it this year that I'm going to work on that? Is it next year? It just needs somewhere to go. Capture it and move forward. So again, I invite journaling. I invite the meditation. I invite visualization. And I invite creating structure in your calendar for protecting the things that will support whatever the dream, whatever the goals that you have outlined.
Yes, I love it.
I could keep going, but I'm going to pause.
No, I love this so much because, you know, when I hear this so many times as well, because I mean, I'm such a fan of the calendar and structure as well. And there is some of that pushback because people are like, well, how am I going to be creative and have the flow if I have such a rigid schedule? And it's so true that it is the exact opposite. When yes. you give yourself the container,
yes,
what's inside the container can flow. Right? So if you give yourself an hour, 2 hours, half a day, whatever, to work on a project, you've actually safeguarded that yes. time to allow the flow to happen within
That's right.
that time. So it's so important. I mean, when we were, again, kind of talking back to Girl Boss, where mm-hmm. we had 8 successful, busy, full-life entrepreneurs mm-hmm. who had to try and come together with some dates, we have to look and see like, okay, how important is this to our life and how it affects us? We had right. to even look out sometimes 6 months or whatever that is to make mm-hmm. that happen in order to support the container that we wanted to have happen so that the flow yes. could happen within that. So just curious, I'd love to hear like what was your biggest takeaway from Girl Boss?
This is a hard one. No, I'll let it be easy. How about that?
Yes.
I think my biggest takeaway was I remember on my hot seat, I mean, I mentioned some big ahas with just people asking me different questions that I never thought about. But there's some things that I'm taking away, like creating certification to leverage. And I hadn't considered it in my business. I just felt like it was really far away. And I thought, what would it be like to incorporate this year? How much would that create in my life to not be the only one doing my coaching? So it was a huge takeaway for me to just invite myself to have what I wanted to have, like way earlier than I thought I could have it, you know? So there was a bunch of those kind of takeaways. I think that would be the biggest. I mean, I think because it blew me away at like how exciting that would be to incorporate that.
Oh, yeah. I love that so much. I think it's so important, you know, as we create the environments and the containers to actually step outside of our life. Mm-hmm. That's why I incorporate retreat so much into what we do. And so when we came together with our mastermind with Synergy to say, hey, we need to have a retreat, get a step outside of our life to see things bigger, it's so great. So for our listeners, if you've not stepped out of your life and give yourself that treat to be in retreat, to actually be able to look at your life and business in a bigger way, you definitely want to look at that. You definitely put in the comments if you're seeing this on Facebook or the replay, or send us a message. You would like to hear more about retreats because it is a very powerful thing to do to be able to look at that, which leads me into just, you know, the journey and the things that we do in our life. And, you know, I would love for you to share more about your journey, about becoming an entrepreneur and what you would recommend for other people.
Yeah, I think just looking back, I mentioned, you know, giving myself the dream and letting myself have it. And I think, you know, for those that are listening, I want to invite you to really check in with what that is for yourself, because that was the biggest thing that needed to happen for myself to even create a whole different life for myself by allowing myself to do that. So that's been the biggest part of the journey. And I think the second part of the journey was just recognizing that I could simplify my life more than ever. And one of the stories I always like to tell is there was a time in my business that, you know, I had a huge overhead, I had a huge team, and it looked really silly that I had to work harder and harder and harder in order to pay for support that would help me. And I, it sounds silly, huh? You know, what it took for me to kind of get out of that place. And this, again, this was like my workaholic person in me, I think, is what felt like I had to go big or go home, right? Let's create the biggest thing that I could create or not. And I remember very clearly, this is why I like telling the story. I went and took a retreat, right? I went off to Costa Rica for 10 days. I was so burnt out. I was so tired. And I actually had to pay for extra support to keep things running while I left, right? And in that retreat and that quiet time, I really got connected to like, God, like, what am I here? What am I doing? This doesn't feel good anymore. You know what I mean? And inside, there was another dream that was percolating, and that was that I wanted to have another baby. And it sounded crazy. You know, you're super busy. You barely have time. Like, how irresponsible to bring another baby? You know, all of these limiting beliefs that were showing up. How could you possibly bring another baby in? Well, in that quiet time, I got connected to, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to give myself permission again to do something that I really want to have, and I'm going to give myself permission to make it happen. So I decided I'm going to come back home and I'm going to figure this out, right? I'm going to give, let myself have another baby. I came back and I got pregnant as fast as possible. I'm a manifestor.
You're such an action girl.
I just told my husband, we're getting pregnant tonight.
I love it.
Happy to follow through.
And you created time on your calendar.
I created time. Came back. I got pregnant and I went on a mission that year to take away all the things that were causing clutter in my life, all the things that I thought I needed to do in order to be successful. I challenged all those things and I challenged myself to create the simplest business I could. How could I do that and take a year off and still have my business grow? And I did it, Diane. So I want to say that to people because it starts with what it is. It could be this crazy idea, creating a plan for it, challenging yourself to have it be simple. Right. And the simpler it is, obviously the simpler steps you can have it be. And in simplicity, do you have the space to stay connected to what it is that you're doing, the space that it, you're not having to overload your life over it? For me, it's to have it be simple. You gain momentum on whatever that move is. So there's all these wins. So I just want to invite people with that story because, of course, I want to give an example of it really coming true in my life and why I'm on such a mission to get this message out like you, right? That people can have it the way they want to have it. And I don't know. I want to keep going, but I know we're almost out of time.
I know. Well, I'm so impressed that you just continually question, is this in alignment with the life that you want to live? It's all about, you know, the lifestyle that you are wanting to do and to have that support you. I mean, I love the fact that you even have spa music in your background. I mean, I'd love to hear a little bit more about what that does for you.
Yeah. So before we started the interview, I checked in with you. Can I keep my spa music? I know it's in alignment with your message, right? Well, I learned different tools and things that would support me being my best. And one of the things I learned is that if you will play music like spa or healing music in the background, it supports your nervous system to stay relaxed. Like, because I know I'm on adrenaline quite a bit when I'm on interviews. I get excited, I'm passionate, I'm doing marketing all the time, I'm excited and passionate. So this spa music helps me stay grounded and relaxes me, my nervous system, so I can be my best. So I invite people to do that. I have Pandora on the back, and that's what's playing.
You know, I love this so much because, you know, people don't always look at what's in your environment. And sometimes they think of it being just the physical space, but it's how is the energy in the space affecting us? You know, what are the things that we're hearing and seeing? Because it all has an impact on how we experience our day and how we experience our life and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And what that leads me to ask you about, I love asking this of my guests, is because environment is so important and it has an impact, how we feel in our bedroom versus our kitchen, our family room. I mean, all of those have different energies. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite space in your home and why?
Yeah. So for business, of course, it's my office, and I've created it in such a way that I love being in here. That it's the down to the lighting, how the colors, how clean, you know, everything needs to be clean and in order. I diffuse essential oils again to keep me grounded, right? I could be a nervous wreck that I'm constantly launching, and people ask me, like, why are you not, you know, like, you seem so grounded. You know what I mean? There's like 5 launches happening. How can you still be grounded and even get sleep? Well, all of these things support that groundedness, the calm. I have calm essential oil right behind my screen here, and the spa music. And the other, obviously, when I'm off, I'm really present that I'm off, right? I'm unplugged, and that's my master bedroom, which is next door. And I've created the same kind of beautiful, I'm very visual, so I want it to be beautiful. I want it to feel peaceful, and I have essential oils, and I'm present, you know what I mean, wherever I am. And it's really important to me because it changes how I show up. So I'm glad that you asked that.
Yeah, definitely. So listeners, pay attention to this particular thing, because it's overlooked a lot about the nuances that happen in our space and how it affects us and how that even impacts us. I mean, there's so many times, and Maribel, this is so timely when you're talking about your office, because it's rare that I have a conversation with someone that actually speaks about their office in that way. Typically, people don't even want to work in their office because the energy's off. They'll actually take their laptop, they'll work in any other room, even in their car, and they'll actually not be in their office because it feels so chaotic in there. Either they don't have the systems or they haven't cracked the code on their environment to be able to do that. And that's one of the things that I love to support people in, is creating that environment so they can feel that way. And it's such an affirmation, if you will, of how well you've created your environment. The fact that you love the place that you want to be prosperous, you know, and you want to feel good. And because then when you're connecting with your clients, it's a reflection of that.
Yes.
Your environment, your office in particular, if you're not feeling a sense of abundance and grounding and effectiveness and all of these things in the space, whatever it is that you've created in the space, you're going to get more of that. So if you've created a space that is chaotic, you're going to somehow come across that way with clients, with yourself, with your team, with all of those things. So I love the fact that you're so mindful of the way that you look at your space, how it is, you see the interconnection of how you want to build your life and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And that's all what we're looking at here in spa life, is having that harmony and that balance, and really, and that you can accomplish at high degrees of success within that.
Yes.
It's still counterintuitive for people.
I know. You know, it's so funny. I know I want to keep you on the phone for a long time. But what's really funny is when I moved into this new house, and I moved 5 years ago, the first thing we did was bring in a designer. I'm all, I don't care if everything else is plain, my office is first because I spend a lot of time here. And then, of course, the master bedroom, and we worked our way around. But I do believe the law of attraction is about feel good now. And if this is where magic happens, and like in your business, right, for you to create something amazing, and I know we're talking to entrepreneurs who are interested in transformation, I love that you highlighted this, because again, this is where I knew I needed to have this amazing space to be able to be at my best. So I love that.
Fantastic. Well, I know we could talk all day long.
You and I have a lot of alignment when it comes to that.
Absolutely. So is there any final thoughts you have for our audience?
Well, I wanted to make sure that I gave a free gift. I always like to, you know, spread the work and any tools or support that I can have that people can dig into further. Is this the time that I can share
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, okay. Please.
So yes. What I'm giving is access to the Superwoman Entrepreneur gift pack. I love giving this. I mentioned Superwoman Entrepreneur. This is just the way of being, right? Like tapped into your gifts and sharing them with the world. So I included one of my favorite things. One of them is 10 Minutes to Millions. It's a visualization to get grounded in the dream, like the vision that you want to create. So that is, the audio is there for download. I also have gift number 2. It's a love yourself and unleash your abundance. I do believe when you can take care of you and love you, everything changes in your life, right? When you fill your cup first, just watch what happens. And I used to do the opposite. So now I love helping people fix, change that or shift that. And then the third thing is a prepare to launch guide. I mentioned my work around online launches. So I think a lot of people might shy away because it feels huge. So I've broken it down so people can see this is what you need to do if you want to do a launch. It's what, how it had me build my business. I launch pretty regularly. So it's all laid out so you can see how to prepare for a launch online. So all of that can be found with the Superwoman gift pack.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And real quick as well, because I know our listeners are going to want to, you know, keep in contact with you and follow you. How can they do that?
They can go to yourdreamlaunch.com. That's my main website, my blogs, podcasts, everything is housed there, and the gifts, they can find that there too.
Wonderful. So Maribel, thank you so much for your time here and sharing your wisdom and your journey. We so appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Diane, for having me.
Oh, wonderful. So listeners, I know, you know, as we talk about this spa life and what does that mean and what does that look like, you can also learn more about that. You can go to dianehaffman.com/guide and you can, you know, see how you can start shifting your environment. And the conversation that Maribel and I were talking about, feel free to put in the comments if you're on the Facebook link or to email us and ask us some more questions. We'll be happy to come around and connect with you and support you on that. Again, that's dianehaffman.com/guide. And until we meet again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Haffman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehaffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.